Well, folks, we are in Sonoma County, and it's a little overcast this morning, but that is typical of Sonoma County. And the sun will be out here in a few hours, and the vineyards are blossoming again here, and it's very exciting. Another vintage is in front of us here. I'm with Anthony Beckman, and it is Bellotto Winery and Vineyards, and we're very excited to be sitting with Anthony and two bottles of wine in front of him. Pinot Gris, a great place to start, and a great place to end with the second wine.
The first wine that we're looking at is our Russian River Valley Pinot Gris. And this wine, to me, is really a pinnacle of Pinot Gris because Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris are like twin brothers, and they deserve to be planted side by side. There's only one small mutation somewhere that's making Pinot Noir a black grape and Pinot Gris this pretty bronze-colored grape. Otherwise, they're exactly the same. And so what we've done is we have 8 acres of Pinot Gris planted, and it's really in the very prime spot for any grape, and especially for Pinot Gris. It's directly up the hill from our Burnside Road vineyard, which makes one of our vineyard designate Pinot Noirs that is always one of my very favorites. And when you take Pinot Gris and you plant it in the right place and you farm it correctly, what you get is a wine that has more than just your typical Pinot Gris. It's got weight because I'm doing neutral oak fermentation and doing lots of batonnage and lees stirring. It's got great acidity because of the climate where we're growing it, and it's got this awesome flavor that's a bit fruity and a bit savory altogether, and it comes together to make this wine that just has a lot of soul, a lot of depth. It's pretty and it's delicate, but it's also incredibly drinkable. It's the kind of wine that we have out on the patio all the time, and the bottle is just empty. You know, you pick it up and you look at it and you've got three people and it's time to open another bottle. A lot of times when Pinot Gris is planted, especially when it's planted somewhere where it's too warm and the crop load is really high, you get something that's really thin. When we're growing this, it has its own depth to it, and I really think that's location more than anything. I truly do. I think it's just this awesome spot for Pinot Gris to grow.
Excellent. Well, folks, that's going to be a beautiful wine for Chef to pair up with. But we also have a dessert wine with the same grape. Now, from the same area?
It is. So it's from the same vineyard, and I harvested at the same time. Just curious because, you know, we're making a dessert wine, and I'm picking at 22 bricks, and I'm holding back a portion of it, about a ton and a half, and I'm taking it, and it's called Vin du Payat, and it's a traditional wine. It's a French term meaning straw wine. So what we're doing is we're taking these same grapes that I'm making the traditional Pinot Gris with, and I'm putting them on racks and I'm drying them. So I'm taking the sugar up from 22% sugar to 38% sugar, and I'm doing that in about a 3-week time frame. Basically, it's just the natural desiccation and natural evaporation of water from the grape skin, but the sugar doesn't evaporate, only the liquid. And so you get a concentration of flavors and a concentration of sugar. We took that 2.5 tons and we reweighed it and we were down to 1 ton. So we lost, you know, a lot more than half of the total weight. We put it in the press to squeeze it, and I started squeezing this and nothing came out because there was no liquid left in the grapes. So we had to press it for about 10 hours. And after doing that, we got about 60 gallons of wine out of our original 2 tons. Usually you get about 165 gallons per ton, so usually you're looking at 320 gallons you would have gotten. We got 60. We did that, and then I fermented it naturally in 100% new French oak, kept it in barrel for 2 years, and then bottled it, and what you get is something that's really distinct. It has the acidity because, of course, we're picking it at 22 bricks, so you still get this great acidity. You get the sugar. The residual sugar on this is 10%, I believe, so it's got a lot of weight, a lot of viscousness to it, or viscosity to it. Really distinct charged aromas. It's dark, it's savory, it's got a tinge of fruit that runs through it, and I don't know of any wine that's really like it. It's its own thing, and people who love it love it, and I'm one of those people. I think it's distinct and pretty, and I feel so fortunate to work with John and Terry, people who will let me do these crazy experiments and then put it in the bottle.
It looks like we're going to be drinking our dessert here today. First dish just came to the table.
The right dessert works with this. What I found is that it can't be too tart. The dessert, I've done it with a pear, like a real simple pear dish that I thought was awesome. It was like I think it was boiled and then baked pear, and that was it. And it went with this dessert wine, and it was just awesome. And that's the best pairing I've had with this wine.
Well, it looks like we're in for a great meal here, folks. And we're enjoying some wines from Bellotto Vineyards and Winery. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.